Al Sharpton and his protege and really successor, Benjamin Crump, who is now the premier Black Lives Matter ambulance-chasing lawyer who gloms onto every family of a criminal who police deal with in a way that saves us taxpayers having to cover their room and board for 30 years while claiming that it had to do with racism. They've come up with the solution to the crime problem in Black communities.
We can get rid of all the crime in America overnight, just like that. And people ask how Attorney Crump changed the definition of crime.
Of course.
If you get to define what conduct is going to be made criminal, you can predict who the criminal is going to be.
I mean, it sounds like we're criminal, though.
Yeah.
Our existence
no,
is
the culture.
Criminal.
But they made the laws that way. They made the law to criminalize our culture.
To fit up.
Black culture. Mm-hmm.
Now, he's the one, not me, who is describing a certain demographic's dominant culture as being thuggery, drugs, and other crime.
And then George Floyd was trying to buy cigarettes and so forth. So you have to think about the profiling things that they come up with the profilers for, pretextual reasons. And it happens every day, Al. They will come and say, you can't wear baggy pants.
Right. Mm-hmm.
Make that a crime.
Right.
You can't have milk cartons in your yard.
Right.
Make that a crime.
Right.
This is part of a new series on MSNBC called Black Man in America, The Road to 2024, which is trying to investigate why so many Black people, the ones who don't celebrate crime and thuggery, are leaving the Democrat Party. And now waning enthusiasm from Black voters presents an inflection point, aka a problem for Biden's campaign. And Donald Trump will get more Black votes this time around than any other Republican in history. And you may recall that despite 4 years of the mainstream media calling him the reincarnation of Hitler and a racist and a fascist, he got more of the Black vote in 2020 than he did in 2016. And who knows how much more he'll get this time around. And so the Democrats have ramped up their pandering to Black people by holding the Democrat National Convention in Chicago this summer, where, as everybody knows, there is a massive crime problem amongst a certain demographic, or as Al Sharpton and Benjamin Crump would say, they've made too many crimes illegal. And so in order to try to stop the crimes, solve the crimes, and prevent the crimes, for many years, they've had a gunshot detecting system that uses various microphones around certain communities. And when there are gunshots, then they automatically alert the police so that they can respond quicker. But because of his brilliance as a Black Democrat, the new mayor of Chicago has decided to shut the system down, accusing it of being racist. And like everything that the Democrats do, his ridiculous decision backfired on him and the city immediately.
ShotSpotter alerts police departments to gunshots fired through acoustic sensors. That company took a stock hit Tuesday after Mayor Brandon Johnson announced he would fulfill a campaign promise and give the company a 6-month extension, but then not renew their deal.
He campaigned on making the city less safe, on taking down the crime detecting equipment.
The mayor's announcement before he had a deal signed with the company.
On Tuesday, Mayor Brandon Johnson said he would give the technology company a 6-month extension, but end the deal after the Democratic National Convention.
Now, late today, multiple sources tell NBC5 ShotSpotter has rejected the city's offer with that extension.
Several aldermen have spoken with those tied to Sound Thinking, the company that now owns ShotSpotter. Those aldermen are concerned the company will turn off the technology Friday since there's no deal in place.
The city has lost all its leverage when you make an announcement that you're canceling ShotSpotter and extending it until September without having a signed contract.
Likewise, Alderman Chris Taliaferro is also concerned.
This is a great loss for the city of Chicago, particularly as we prepare to go into the summer months and as we go into a Democratic National Convention already with a police department that is undersized by at least 2,000 officers.
So this clown campaigned on removing the technology, but decided to keep it in place until just after the DNC, because with all the Democrats convening in his city, he thought, well, it probably would be a good idea to at least try to keep the crime rate down.
I don't want to get into too many of the specifics.
Is the city considering any other type of gunshot
No.
Okay.
And here he is fielding questions from concerned citizens about the effects of the foreign invasion on Chicago.
We still have public safety that we have to address. We still have the unhoused that we have to address. I still have a budget that I have to address. And I'm doing all of that with a black wife raising three black children on the west side of the city of Chicago. I am going to the border as soon as possible.
What does him having a black wife have to do with anything? Him referencing his children, I could maybe see as being a reason for him being busy, since they are of a certain demographic that is 10 times more likely to engage in certain kinds of behavior than others. The kinds of behavior that Al Sharpton and Benjamin Crump are upset are illegal. Raising black kids in Chicago probably is a very difficult thing. And maybe he is a good father and doing the best that he can to try to prevent them from, well, going to jail and engaging in the kinds of behaviors that a certain demographic tends to glorify and celebrate. The kinds of behavior that has produced countless viral videos showing massive theft and is resulting in many major stores like Walgreens and CVS having to shut down in certain communities after trying to do everything that they could to prevent the massive theft by locking up certain products behind protective glass cases. But noticing certain patterns makes liberals uncomfortable, and so the Washington Post and many others are upset about it. They're not upset about the theft. They're upset about the unsightly stores that are desperately trying to do everything that they can to prevent it. How do you fight shoplifting? Asks the Washington Post. Not by locking down everything in CVS. What's their solution, you ask? I'll have this man explain.
There's only one thing that would stop our children from busting into these liquor stores. There's only one thing that would stop our kids from busting into these jewelry stores, stealing watches and jewelry, and that's reparations.
And this is directly from the Washington Post article. I know it seems like a meme, but I double-checked the original source. Anytime you see screenshots floating around of a purported article or something, it's always good to actually check the article itself and not rely on what could be a joke, a meme, or a hoax. And so being your trusted media analyst, I verified directly with the actual article, and this is real. Wait for it. Shoppers visiting the CVS pharmacy at 14th and Irving Streets in Northwest Washington recently must think they traveled back in time to the Soviet Union. The store's shelves are bare. The refrigerator cases are devoid of food or beverages. When we visited, only sunscreen and greeting cards were on display. I think they mean Father's Day cards. But the bizarre scene is not a result of a failed planned economy. Rampant theft is the cause. Shoplifters ransacked this CVS over 2 days early last month, and it hasn't been restocked since. But it gets even better. They made the meme themselves. They included this actual photo of the sunscreen, which is the only thing that they didn't steal. If they actually knew what they just did, they wouldn't have included that little factoid in the story. And they especially wouldn't have included a photo of it in the article. But this is how dumb they are. They literally have no idea. They couldn't put two and two together about why the criminals weren't interested in stealing the sunscreen. I've connected many dots, however, and sourced them with over 900 footnotes in my new book, The War on Conservatives, which you should order in paperback from Amazon.com or click the link in the description below, because no conservative political pundit is going to be able to say the kinds of things that are detailed and documented in this book. And if you enjoy watching my videos, you're really going to love reading the book. So order it in paperback from Amazon.com or click the link in the description below. And by the way, this weekend, you can save 20% off of any of my shirts at MarkDice.com, including my new Sorry No Vacancy Deport Them All shirt, by using the promo code IMPEACH at the checkout. About impeaching Alejandro Mayorkas and how we should impeach old Joe. So head on over to MarkDice.com, enter the promo code IMPEACH at the checkout to save 20% off this weekend, and check them out.